I'd like you to receive what God has brought you here. When he is here, the battle is over. Lift your hands. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. Mahashalala. Victory is here. Deliverance is here. Breakthroughs is here. Mantles are here. Are you ready to receive? In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Father, we give you the honor. Lift up your hands and worship him. I see the breakthrough here. I see victory here. I see battles are won. I see the touch of God and the move of God everywhere here today. Father, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you for what you have done. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. A doubt that there has been a divine visitation for somebody's life. A visitation encounter, a visitation manifestation that may have translated into healing or deliverance or physical breakthrough. Is anyone like that? Can I see your hand? Something happened to you. Something you can testify about. Can you stand up? Something happened to you in the course of this. Wave your hands if you are standing. Yes, God bless you, bless you, bless you. All right, I see all the hands everywhere. At the end of the service, I'll call you forward just to let us know what happened in this interval. I bring you greetings from Owerri, Imo State. You will soon see the clip of the crusade. The earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. And we are grateful to be alive in a season of God's great move on the earth. I'm speaking this morning service, second service, on the subject, the necessity of existence at the top. This is part two, the necessity of existence at the top. Our objective is to understand why it is necessary for kingdom people to exist at the top places of life. Why is it necessary for kingdom people to exist at the top places of life? Number two, to understand the way to the top. By the midweek service this Wednesday, we saw and it was clear that the topmost place or the toppest places on earth is the place for God's people. The topmost. It was made clear that we are destined for the top by five channels. Number one, by creation. God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, take charge. By creation. Number two, by the covenant, by the Abrahamic covenant. We saw in, I'm going through this because many people are not there at the Wednesday service and it was very explosive. In Genesis chapter 17 verse 4 to verse 6, we saw something very, very important. God said to Abraham, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. A father of many nations. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be called, shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. Now this is very important, verse 6. I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of you, out of your loins. What does this mean to you? Every child of Abraham is either a king or a nation. Normal people gave birth to children. Abraham gave birth to nations. Abraham gave birth to kings. If you are an Abrahamic seed by virtue of redemption, then you are not permitted to be anything less than a king or a nation. Thirdly, we saw that we are destined for the top by the law. And we saw this very important, the law of Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 13. He made him to ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flint rock. If you read from verse 9, he said God brought Israel out like an eagle. So every covenant child of God is an eagle, not a vulture. You are an eagle, not a chicken. And he said, he made us to ride in the high places of the earth. You have an eagle destiny. Don't settle for a chicken destiny. By redemption, by creation, by the law, by the Abrahamic covenant, by the law. And then number four, we are destined for the top by the prophets, the prophetic. In Isaiah chapter 58 again, and in verse 14, he said, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth, so I can feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. I want you to ride above, like we sing, I am going higher, yes I am. I am going higher today. I am going higher, yes I am. Going with Jesus to stay. I am going above the shadow into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today, above the shadow. I am not meant to be a crawler. I am not meant to be on the low places. When they are talking about low people, I don't belong there. Am I communicating? And then the fifth, we are destined for the top by redemption. By redemption. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. Matthew 5 14. He said, this is just a summary. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. You are the light of the world. 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 You are not a darkness. You are not the darkness of your world. You are the light of the world. and not the light of a corner, not the light of a village. You are the light of the world. Is God speaking to anybody here? A city, not a hamlet. A city that is set on a hill, not a city in the valley, not a city in the pit. Somebody is rising up today. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. The summary of what we are seeing is, everyone here today, this is the plan of God for you. Whatever is your lane, you are meant to be in front. Whatever is your field, the top is your place. If you are a doctor, the top is your place. A young man in this church, his mother is in the hospitality department. I don't know if the mother is here today. The young man looked at me and he said, if this is my father in the Lord, I want to be like him. So he went to medical school and went to the same medical school I went. And then started medicine. In the first year, second year, he cleared everything until they gave him scholarship. Cleared everything until he graduated. Mother was not, and the mother was, it's a widow. Mother was not paying any school fees. Cleared everything. He finished medical school, went into residency, decided to become a consultant, decided to study brain surgery. After he did the preliminaries here, he went to the United Kingdom to continue doing brain surgery, to become a brain surgeon. A course that was meant to be done for 5 years, he did it in 2 years. The professor of neurosurgery, white man in England that was in examining him in the exam. The professor of neurosurgery in the middle of the exam said, you know what? You know this thing more than me. You know this thing more than me. Last time we went to the UK, I saw the mother not too long ago, right in the aisle here. Last time we went, established neurosurgeon in the top of his field. I'll summarize his testimony. This is what God is saying. If you are a property developer, you'll be the top of the range. If you are a manufacturer, you'll be the top of the range. I knew your product to be the top. I hope it's still the top. It should be. Whatever it is, I won't mention details so that you don't harass him. When you mention any particular field, the people that are in front there should be church people, kingdom people. Am I communicating? If you are in the entertainment industry and God took you there, not because you want to be popular, but because you want to be a kingdom person in the marketplace, then you are meant to be the number one, the front person there. I don't know where he is now. A guy called Tyler Perry, a star in America in the movie industry, fully submitted child of God under the church, pastored by our good friend Bishop Paul Martin. Then I don't know where he is now, and the stories I'm telling is now like 4 or 5 years ago, so that if there's any change now, I don't know. But that was how the man was. He's still the same person. The same child of God. Powerful one. I mean, any realm where you find yourself, any realm, any domain, in the oil and gas sector, in the entertainment industry, in banking and finance, you own a bank. Any realm where you are permitted to be in the front. One Christian man worked in a bank, became, I think, executive director somewhere until he decided to own his own bank. But at the last time we're talking within 5 weeks of banking, I think he had deposits of over, was it up to 20 billion or something? As a Christian child of God on fire. Am I communicating? God cannot be the most high and we be the most low. Eagles don't give birth to chickens. Hey! Hey! If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Will you stand on your feet and say the top is my place? Say it loud and say the top is my place. Say it at the top of your voice. Say the top is my place. Take your seat. Let us find out 5 reasons why we must occupy the top. If you are in the academic world, like I said in the morning, you cannot stop and say, I'm an assistant lecturer, senior lecturer. Those who became professors, and do they have 2 heads? And you don't stop there. You move on. Head of department, move on. Dean of the faculty, move on. Provost of the college, move on. Vice chancellor, move on. Why is it necessary to occupy the top? Number one, to bring honor, glory, praise, and worship to the Almighty. True excellence, quality, and top level existence. Again, to bring honor, glory, praise, and worship to the Almighty. True excellence, quality, and top level existence. That was what he said. In Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14. He had the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Verse 16 said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. There is something people will see from you that will generate praise automatically for God. That will generate honor. That will generate worship. That will generate glory. Am I communicating? I want to say this, and I have said it before. Don't forget it as long as you live. Excellence and excelling is a department of your worship as a child of God. It's a department of your worship. You don't just worship with your mouth. You don't just worship with instruments. You worship by excelling. That the world may see your excellence and glorify your Father. Excellence and excelling in life are departments of your worship as a Christian. One of the highest honor you can bring to God is for you to be on the top and they say he is a Christian. He is a child of God. He carries the Bible. He does not smoke. He does not drink. He does not prostitute. He does not womanize. His yes is yes. His no is no. That is the kind of person he is. He's a real raw child of God. There is no honor you can give God like that. You don't need to preach another gospel. Your excellence honors God. Your mediocrity dishonors God. Am I communicating? I was the president of the Nigerian Conference of Christian Medical and Dental Students in the university in my time. School president. Then I became the national president. I was the president of my university chapter. And then became the national president of the whole of the Medical Students Fellowship in the whole country of this nation. At that time, pastoring medical students in Ibadan, in Ife, in Benin, in Ibad, in Lagos, in Abia, Zaria, in Sokoto, in Maiduguri, in Calabar, in Port Harcourt, in Suka, everywhere, in Ilorin. And I traveled to all these places. Let me say 95% of those universities I traveled, I crisscrossed as an itinerant evangelist, as a student. So my traveling and crisscrossing everywhere now is not by chance, it's not by accident. It didn't start today. Now, can you imagine? I am pastoring the students, and I come and I say, I have receipt. Failed anatomy, failed physiology, passed biochemistry. Our president is reading for his receipt. Both the people you are pastoring will despise you, and the unbelievers you claim to try to win who pass and you failed. Who passed and you failed? They will look at you with eyes of mockery. Holy, holy, Bible on the head. In fact, they will say he was studying Bible too much. He had no time to read. That was why he failed. You will not bring mockery to God. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. You will not bring mockery to God. You will not bring shame to God. Say after me, say excellence is a department of my worship. Excelling, existing at the top in my field is a department of my worship. Say after me, excelling and existing at the top is part of my duty as a Christian. If they see your excellence, they will respect your Bible. Take your seat. And I see us stepping. And what I'm saying now is, in every realm where we are, the unbeliever should not be in front. In the time of Abraham, who was in front of Abraham? Nobody. Who was higher than him? Who was bigger than him? In the time of Isaac, who was the whole Philistines, a whole nation came to Isaac and said, you are mightier than us. A whole country. In the time of Jacob, who was bigger than him? In the time of Job, the Bible said he was the greatest of all these. In the time of Joseph, all the magicians of Egypt could not interpret the dream of Pharaoh. Only a kingdom person did. In the time of David, who was bigger? They were looking for an instrumentalist. They transferred the whole Israel, went to the nightclub, went to disco party, went to unbeliever musicians. They couldn't find anyone that was better than David. The church is the headquarter of excellence. The kingdom is the headquarter. All the inventions in the world, they came out of the church. We cannot make it upside down in our own generation. We cannot allow the world to take the lead and we are tailing behind in our own generation. Somebody say, God forbid. In the time of Daniel, who was bigger? Listen. King Nebuchadnezzar gathered all magicians, occultists, fortune tellers, native doctors, witch doctors. He gathered all of them. And said, you know all of you, you are spiritual and supernatural. All of you can do things and see things and interpret things. But this Daniel see more than all of, he does more than all of you. So from today, he's the chairman of your association. They say, but he's not a native doctor. They say, it doesn't matter. The Bible says Nebuchadnezzar made him the head of the magicians and the head of the astrologers and the head of the soothsayers and the Chaldeans. Daniel chapter 5 verse 11 to verse 14. He is your chairman. He said, this man is not a native doctor. He does not bring sacrifice. It doesn't matter. All of you who bring sacrifice, what can you do? That is, you went to their realm, you defeated them. And Daniel was multi-gifted and multi-talented. So, you know, he was the head of the magicians. He was the head of the politicians. He was the head of the academicians. Any realm he was privileged to step in, he took charge. I am not just preaching, I am preaching. I am prophet preaching. I announce today, somebody is moving with the excellence of Daniel. Somebody is rising to the top. If you are the one, you shout the loudest amen. Shout amen like a believer. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Don't forget, as long as you live. When you exist as a mediocre, you dishonor God. When you exist as average, you dishonor God. When you are on the top of your game, when you are in the top of your range, when you are in the top of your class, then Jehovah looks down and says, that is my son. How many of you know, when you are the father of a first class graduate of a university, or the parent of a star child, you want this award, and want this gift, and want this, how you feel. That is how God feels when you are at the top of the range. Somebody say amen. So why do we need to go to the top? Number two. To reach the classes, people in authority, and top level leadership that the masses can't reach. God wants to take you up so you are able to reach the classes, people in authority, and top level leaders that the masses can't reach. And this is for the sake of the kingdom. Do you understand that? That is, there is a level you will be existing that makes it impossible for you to reach some people at certain levels. Am I communicating? You saw a billionaire who just stepped out of his private jet. And you met him at the airport. And you are rushing at him with track. He's a security man. He said, what do you want to do? He said, I want to preach to him. They say, you are a criminal. You are a thief. You want to preach to who? Arrest him. In fact, they won't say it with mouth. They won't even talk to you. The moment they see you coming, I say, what are you doing? You carry track. I want to talk to this man. He must give his life to Christ. They will just shave you aside, and they can direct you in two ways. Either to the police station, security then, or maybe psychiatry or something. See, something must be wrong with this boy. Why? There is a level that you are that forbade you from reaching people at a certain level, no matter how interested you are. But that person that is up, that just stepped out of that jet now, he can meet anybody and talk to them. True or false? That person will consider it a favor for him to meet him. Why should you be at the top? So that you can reach people at that equivalent top. Because it takes authority to reach out to authority. And people on the top are a mission field. They are a mission field. They are a mission field. They don't go to church. Their business is their church. Most of them are easily won over into the occult by their fellow occultic billionaire who say, I want to take you somewhere where you can be protected. The way you are, there will be many eyes on you. Let's join something. Alright? Because the people to take them to the right places are not at that realm. And there is no vacuum in nature. If they are not serving God, they will serve something. If they are not serving any particular power, they will serve another power. Oh, galabara da 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 da. Ola, ola. Listen. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 57, I read it in the first service. When somebody needed to take the body of Jesus, it was a man who was highly placed that went to Pilate that was highly placed. Joseph of Arimathea. He was the only one with audacity to go and meet Pilate and say, the man you killed the other day is my master. I am one of his disciples. Oh, Joe, is it true? Why didn't you let us know? We would have handled this trial better. Joe, I'm sorry for your loss. No problem, Pilate. But I need that body now. I want to bury him. All right. And Pilate commanded. And they handed this body to boy Joe. He took the body to go and bury. Only a man at Pilate's level can go to Pilate at such a time. Any of the other disciples on the floor, they will just arrest him straight. Say, what are you talking about? Something that the whole nation is fighting you. Put him in prison. Authority speaks to authority. Influence speaks to influence. Greatness begets greatness. You interact together. Am I communicating? This is very, very, very important. I don't know what you feel, but there is a level to which remaining in the pit is a curse. There is a level to which remaining down is not a blessing. It's a limitation on your life and on your destiny. But I see people right here hearing the sound of my voice. My God and your God is about to take you to a level where you speak to anybody, every single person is taking you to a level where you will have access to people that need to be spoken to. And you will be able to do that. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. One man told me a funny story. A wealthy man. He was sitting in the first class of an aircraft. And somebody was sitting beside him. He looked at the man and said, you know what? I believe that the reason why you are here is because you are rich. Me too. Authority, audacity. He said, in all probability, what you have, I have. He said, but it is likely that there is something I have you don't have. That was where his evangelism started. In first class cabin. It's likely that there is something I have you don't have. He said, really? What is it? He said, it's Jesus. And when you don't lack money, you won't be ashamed to say Jesus. Hey! You are only ashamed because when you say Jesus, they will look at you and say, why has he not changed your life? I mean, there is nothing you can't say. It's Jesus. That was how he compelled him to make his way right with God inside an airplane. Should we leave the rich men to go to hell? Should we leave people in high positions to go to hell? Many of them are looking for help. They are looking for answers. Many of them are looking for solution. They are looking for way. They don't find a way. They go into the occult. They are looking, and many deceivers are around them. Bring money and take somewhere and do something for you. We will not, they are a mission field. And that is why you must meet them where they are. You must meet them in that realm where they are. Meet them where they are. And as you meet them where they are, you reach them where they are. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I am going up to meet people up and reach them for God. I am going up and I am staying up to reach the people
that are at the top levels for God and lead them to Christ. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudmost amen.
Give the Lord the praise. I noticed that aircraft pilots, anywhere they have to have a transit? Whenever they have to lay over for like an hour or two, and they have to wait until they fly again. Where the people in first class stay, that's where they sit. Themselves, because they are at the top of the range in their realm, they are there. They are there. Yes, the same 5-star hotel, they are there. One day they invited me to come and preach to people from a particular place, and they invited the top generals from that place, ambassadors, and all the people that are in their top of the range. They say, come help us preach to these people. Beloved, you are going up. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. So you can see that being up is not for fun. Now number 3, which is number 8 overall, is to use positions of influence and authority to favor the cause of the kingdom in the earth. Why will God place his people up? So that we can use positions of influence and positions of authority to favor the cause of the kingdom in the earth. Somebody say, how is that? I'll give you 2 or 3 examples. That is, God strategically positions his people. Someone in a political office, someone in a media office, someone in arts, in entertainment, in a medical field, somewhere, just position them so that positions of authority can be used to favor the cause of the kingdom in the air. Example number 1, Joseph. Joseph was positioned in Egypt to keep a whole nation of Israel alive. Look at what it says in Genesis chapter 45, verse 9 to verse 12. It said, haste ye and go up to my father and say to him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God has made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not, and you shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. See, and there will I nourish you, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. God brought me here. He said that in another place, to preserve your posterity. I am not in this position for fun. I am not in this position for title purpose. I am here to save a covenant people. Is somebody getting anything here at all? God may give you a position for the sake of the church in Nigeria. For the sake of the church in your community. For the sake of your kindred. He said, be in that position. That was what happened. Example number 2 was Queen Esther. When she was in the Persian Empire. In Esther chapter 4 and in verse 16. She said, I'm going to go to the king. It's not according to law. And if I perish, I perish. Esther was queen so that the Jews did not perish under the sword of Haman. God placed her there. I see somebody that God is about to take up. Who is that person? Say a louder amen. God is about to position you in an assignment that will favor his name and favor his church. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. And for anybody who is in any position of influence, anybody, I'd like you to know that God placed you there so that you can use your position to favor his cause. One day, they came to tell me that a church was about to be bought over by people of another religion because the church had no money. They were renting the space and they will turn it into their place of worship if they buy it. Once they told me, I didn't need to know who the pastor was. And I'm not sure if I've seen the pastor till today, but it's a chairman of the can of that state that told me. And I said, how much is the price of the church, of the building? Once they told us, the money was sent to them for the church to be bought by that church and preserved. I told them, I said, not when we are alive. This will not happen when we are alive. There are people in organizations, institutions, supervising calamity for the church in the name of a useless nonsense legislation. And you call yourself a child of God supervising such a useless decree. And they even sent you, what do they call it? Like something fool or what? There's a name they call them. And you are just there supervising the destruction of your own kingdom. That job can go to hell. Not under my watch. If God has placed you in any position of influence, never use that influence against the church. Never use that influence against the kingdom. Use that influence in the favor of the kingdom. Somebody say aloud amen. Somebody say aloud amen. Somebody shout aloud must say amen. What of Cyrus? Ezra chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. This was a rich king that almost got converted. I don't know. Ezra chapter 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord might be by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus said Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. He put me in position and he has charged me. The reason for this position God gave me is that he charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you of all his people? I am a stranger. I am a Persian. But God wants to use me for himself and for you. Among all of you who call yourself Christians, who among all of you of his people? His God be with him. And let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. You don't need to pay anything. I will pay the bills. But I'm looking for who will build the house. Look at your neighbor. Say, the purpose of position is to position the kingdom correctly. Say to somebody, say, the purpose of position is to position the kingdom correctly. Number four. Why does God put us in position number four? To establish kingdom principles and kingdom people in nations and institutions. To establish kingdom people, kingdom principles, and kingdom people in nations and institutions. Of course, so that they can be influenced for God. Somebody is saying, what are you talking about? You will look at it in Daniel chapter 2, verse 48 to 49. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors
over all the wise men of Babylon. Now, can you beat this verse 49? Then Daniel requested, I don't want to go up alone. He requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Somebody say aloud, amen. This is the point. God said to me, I want to take you up. Stand. You can stand too, Queen. Come. You can come to Uncle. Two uncles. God is saying to me, I want to take you up so that you can help me influence the whole of the nation of Babylon. He said to you, to me. That's what he said to me. And then I said, influencing the whole of the nation of Babylon is a very big job. I'm not sure I'll be able to go alone. I want some people to go with me. I want all of you to occupy this position and then let us together influence this whole territory for God. Somebody say amen. Amen. If God made you a billionaire and you live and die as the only billionaire, you failed. Any realm where God took you up, if you remain as the only one who is up there, you have not passed. That is the greatest challenge in our world today. I've seen people in political office, instead of going forward with colleagues and contemporaries, especially good-spirited people, they just trample on their head. I want to be the only star up there. You remain down here. Listen, if you are a child of God and God puts you in a position of influence, identify like-spirited people that will be positioned around you so that you can be surrounded with the right people and with the right people influence a generation and rise up together with them. Somebody say aloud, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, I am going to go up, but I won't go up alone. All right, you can return back to your seat, but not down. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Look at someone, say, I am going to go up, but I won't go up alone. Can I show you what God just showed me? That if you will make up your mind to take people on your journey, God will take you where you can't take yourself. God was sure of what Daniel would do. Though it was not God who asked Daniel to request for his friends to come up. God didn't ask Daniel, but God knew Daniel would do that. So God gave Daniel an opportunity because he knew Daniel would maximize it. If you will make up your mind, Lord, take me up. I will take others up. Good spirited people. I will take them along with me. I can assure you, no devil can keep you down. This is a challenge to my brothers. And let me add this. It is true that there are people who have tried to take others up. And the others they took up tried to remove them, so that they can replace them with themselves. You assisted them up. Then suddenly they want to knock you down. They enter into competition with you. They enter into strife with you. I can assure you, God will not allow you to encounter Lot. If you make up your mind to do it right, it will make you to encounter Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. The kind of people who will value your gesture. The kind of people who will be a plus to your destiny. And the kind of people who will enhance you and not reduce you. Somebody say aloud, amen. Take your seat. Do you know the reason for the greatness of the Jews? Do you know the reason for the greatness? One reason, not the only reason, one. If you go to the Jews, there's something they call Jewish community. Go to America, find out. A Jewish man will sew his cloth with a Jewish tailor. A Jewish tailor will buy his bread from a Jewish baker. A Jewish baker will tailor his head with a Jewish barber, including his beard, because they have a lot of beard. Am I communicating? They will bank their money with Jewish bank. It is said that the Jewish money rotates among them. If they are growing big, they are growing big with their resources. They are enriching themselves and growing up and among the topest billionaires in the world and inventors. They enhance each other. But in Africa, we have the plague of crabology or oprecality. Does anybody know that language? Oprecality. That is the translation in my language. Because when you put 100 crabs inside the basket, you don't need to cover the basket. None of them will come out. Because anyone that is trying to come out, 99 will hold his leg and say, where are you going? Here, all of us shall remain here. That is the kind of plague we have, but it's ending right now. I believe that very, very soon, even in the community of the church and the Christian body, and among the covenant people, we can say, here is a child of God who is doing well. He has integrity, he has character. And this is his line of endeavor. This is another one here. This is another one here. This is another one here. Instead of continuously giving money to those who will use money to buy AK-47 and turn to terrorists. Those are crabs inside the basket. You don't need to cover it. They will not come out. Somebody say amen. Lift your hand, say, I am going up. Say it loud, I am going up. And I am not going up alone. I am going up with people. God, take me up. And many will go up. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Finally, God takes us up to take charge of the resources and institutions of the earth on his behalf. To take charge of the resources and the institutions of the earth on his behalf. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24 verse 1. Psalm 50 verse 12. If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you because all the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. God is saying, if I own the earth, the children of my enemy should not control my resources. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? How excited will you be to come into your father's house and the worst enemy of your family, who has no business with the house, is in charge of the house? That is how it is to God. When Satanists, occultists, are in charge of various things on earth, before the rapture, after the rapture, they can be in charge. But I see restoration coming. Only three people I ask you. In the days
of Joseph, who was in charge of Egypt. Who? Was he Pharaoh? I'm sure you heard what Pharaoh said. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. By your word shall all my people be ruled. Genesis chapter 41 verse 39 to 44. By your word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne. In the days of Daniel, who was in charge? Daniel was in charge for 71 years. 71. How many years? How old was he altogether? 71 years. Nebuchadnezzar, he was in charge. Nebuchadnezzar died. His son, Belshazzar, came to the throne. Daniel was still in charge. Belshazzar was killed in a coup. Or not a coup, enemy nation. By Darius the Median. And Darius became king and still appointed Daniel to take charge. Darius was overthrown by Cyrus the Persian. Abba. And still retained Daniel. The man was too good to be discarded by opposing administrations. Antagonist administrations. He was on top and he took charge. Because for as long as we remain on the earth, we are meant to be in charge. Why would you allow the people of the enemy to be in charge of the earth? Somebody say no more. Somebody say no more. Somebody say no more. Somebody say no more. Somebody shouted no more. The largest crowd in the earth are church crowds so far. Is that confirmed? The largest sanctuaries in the world are church sanctuaries so far. I don't know of a cinema hall that takes 50,000 people or 30,000. Am I communicating? That is to translate into every facet. The foremost music stars in the earth are church, are designed to be church stars. The foremost industrialists on the earth are to come from the church. Inventors are from the church. Isaac Newton, Michael Faraday, Simpson, and all of those people, they are all from the church. Bible preaching people. Two things I'll say to you. And it's the same thing as I said in the first service. As my counsel. Decide and determine to exist at the top in life as part of your Christian duty, and I will add this, and act of worship. Decide. Determine. All this managing to survive is over. When they say, how are you doing? I am patching. You are not a tailor. Leave patching for tailors. All this patch to survive is over. Somebody say after me, say the top is my place. I am going there. Nobody will stop me. No devil will stop me. No power will stop me. It is my decision. It is my determination. Is God speaking to anybody here? And number two, diligently seek to know what to do and do all it takes to exist in the realm of royalty and authority. Seek to know what to do and do all it takes to exist in the realm of royalty and authority. Diligently seek to know what to do and do all it takes to exist in the realm of royalty and authority. Lord, what do I do to be at the top and to remain at the top? And Lord, What do I do? You get to know it, and you get into action of doing it. I see somebody going up today. I see somebody going up today. If you are the one, say a louder amen. If you are the one, say a louder amen.
If you are the one, stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. A louder amen. Amen at the top of your voice.
Did you receive something? Very soon we are going to be anointed. And to get the limitations over. Whatever bowed you down like this. To get it over. But you must make up your mind. I am here to push you. You know the job of the midwife. Madam, push. Push. I'm trying. Trying is not enough. Push. When the pain becomes very hard, it means the contraction is strong. Push. 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 And then she pushes. And then, hey. Madam, what you have is a bum boy. And she forgets all this stress. My assignment this morning is to push you. Everybody stand up on your feet. Look at your neighbor, say, I am going to push forward. I am pushing forward. In the first service, I told the story of one of the lawyers in this church. And I said to him, he's into litigations and practice. And I said to him, why are you not a senior advocate of Nigeria? He said, I have not really, there are qualifications, there are things to do. I said, what are the things? He said, you have to have an office that is a certain kind of office, equipped with certain kind of books, you know, that is standard. You have to have cases, appeal court, Supreme Court, and so on. I said, you don't have. He said, all the qualifications are not. I said, I give you 2 years. Next year, I say, how far? You say, I'm on the way. The cases are all in place now. 2 years, I say, how far? You say, I'm ready now. I put in the application. Prayer was made for him. He returned back. He said, I was among those that was conferred with Aaron. I pushed him. I pushed him. Right now, it doesn't mean that if you are a lawyer, you must be SAN. That's not what I mean. Because you may not be in that line of litigation or that kind of practice. You may not be in that line. Maybe you are doing business, property business, or you are in something else. The key thing is, whatever is your line, move to the top of it. Whatever is your field, be at the top of it. Don't let life pass you by. Somebody say amen. I knew a man. He's very, very, very knowledgeable. Very knowledgeable. Medical doctor. But he's in a big specialist hospital. Doing a lot of work. Professors come under him, but he's doctor. They come to work with him, do sabbatical and all of that. I say, what is the problem? Become part-time lecturer in a university. And then move on to the rank of professor. He said, really? I said, yes, do it. He said, okay, sir. And then he moved. Last time I asked him about 2 or 3 weeks ago, he said, he's examining consultant to pass for exam. To become Baban doctor. Yet he's not yet a professor. I said, no, it's an error. He said, he has been placed somewhere now. He's just a few inches away now from what I told him. And that his papers are all in place now. And so on and so forth. Push to the top of your range. Not just for the sake of name. But for all the reasons we mentioned. So that you can be positioned to influence authorities when necessary. So that you can speak on behalf of the kingdom when necessary. So that you, I don't need to repeat the message anymore. Am I communicating? Lift up your hands now and say after me, say, Father. Say, Clara, say, Father. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I make up my mind.
I make up my mind.
I have decided
to go to the top
in life.
I have decided
to go to the top
in life.
I receive
the grace
to go up
now.
Precious name. Lift your hands and say after me and say, Father, I ask that you will show me all I need to do to reach the top in life. I receive the grace
to reach
the topmost top in life. I receive that grace
now
in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Name. The Lord has answered you in Jesus' name.